This is Mission Control Houston. We are receiving reports from the Russian Mission Control Center outside of Moscow that Russian space agency officials are indicating that the crew members of Expedition 34, Oleg Novitsky, the Soyuz commander, Yevgeny Tarelkin, and NASA's Kevin Ford, are likely to be flown back in the search and recovery helicopters they were loaded into a short time ago, back to the staging city of Kustanai, expediting their return to board respective aircraft, a NASA plane that will carry Kevin Ford back to Houston, and a Gagarin Cosmonaut Training Center aircraft that will carry Novitsky and Tarelkin back to Tchaikovsky Airfield, the military base just outside of their training center in Star City, Russia. So with that, we'll recap by indicating to you that our best estimate of a landing time for the Soyuz in a fog-shrouded snowy steppe in Kazakhstan, we are estimating that the landing was at around 10:08 p.m. Central Time, 9:08 a.m. Kazakhstan time, but that is very, very rough and unofficial time. We simply cannot get a more accurate time from the officials supervising the search and recovery operations at this point. The more important issue was that the Soyuz landed upright, that the crew was quickly extracted and placed in reclining chairs just outside of the spacecraft in excellent shape, in good shape, smiling, signaling thumbs up as they began to acclimate themselves to a gravity environment after almost 5 months in space. They were brought, carried in those reclining chairs to two nearby search and recovery helicopters that were able to land at the landing site initially with the most critical personnel to expedite the removal of the crew from the Soyuz. And the reports that we're now receiving from the Russian Mission Control Center are that the crew will be flown back to Kustanai, Kazakhstan, the prime staging city, about a two-hour helicopter ride from the landing site back to Kustanai, where they will be dispositioned to board their respective aircraft for the flights back home. So the almost 5 months for Expedition 34 crew members, Kevin Ford, Oleg Novitsky, and Yevgeny Tarelkin, that began with their launch as part of the Expedition 33 crew under the command of Sonny Williams, who was on board the station at that time back on October 23rd. Ford, Novitsky, and Tarelkin reached the International Space Station 2 days later, docking with the Poisk module on the space-facing side of the Russian segment of the International Space Station on October 25th. They spent 144 days on board 144 days in space, 142 days on board the International Space Station, logging 2,304 orbits of the Earth, almost 61 million miles of travel in an adventure that ended with their safe landing on the steppe of Kazakhstan, we believe at around 10:08 p.m. Central Time this evening, 9:08 a.m. Kazakhstan time on Saturday morning. The crew is safe. They appear to be in good shape, being flown back to Kustanai, Kazakhstan for the trip back to Houston and back to Star City, Russia. So with that, we'll wrap up our day-long coverage of the return of the Expedition 34 crew that ended with a safe landing of Kevin Ford, Oleg Novitsky, and Yevgeny Tarelkin. That's it from here in Houston. We'll wrap it up and remind you that we'll be back on the air on Monday morning with the ISS Update Hour, that commentary hour to air on NASA television at 10 a.m. Central Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. There will be a series of video files in the early morning hours on Saturday. And again, on Saturday afternoon, we would urge you to consult the latest information on the NASA website at www.nasa.gov/station for all the latest information regarding the return of the Expedition 34 crew. Ford, Novitsky, Tarelkin, back on Earth, safe and sound after almost 5 months in space. With that, we bid you a good weekend and a good evening. This is Mission Control, Houston.